Jason Stark's favorite pitcher pitched last night. He's in love with this guy. Let's bring him in, Jason Stark, all things baseball, writing for The Athletic, has his own show, MLB Network. He's brought to us by Everfresh. Everfresh juices and juice drinks, nature's refreshment with over 40 different flavors to get you through extra innings every day. Mr. Stark, your boy did it again last night.
He's so good, huh? Aaron Noah, like, we used to debate if he was an ace. There's nothing to debate, man. Mike.
Well, if they get Scherzer, he's a two.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, he's got tremendous command of the strike zone. I was watching him last night from that level.
Yeah.
And the way his arm angle is the same every single pitch, and he throws every single pitch for strikes on proper parts of the plate. He is pretty amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, he really just dots that zone now with four different pitches, and it's a guessing game for the hitter, and it's not going well for them. Last calendar year, he's 17-9 with a 2.82 ERA. Now, if that had been a full season, the only Phillies in the last 35 years, so basically like post-Carlton, who have had that season are Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee in 2011, Cole Hamels never did. Last calendar year, best four ERAs in the National League, your boy Scherzer, poor Jacob DeGrom, and then, how about these two? Jake Arrieta, Aaron Nola.
Wow. Well, that's pretty,
are loaded, aren't they?
It's pretty lofty. And, Colorado's a good hitting team, and they were just befuddled. They were clueless last night. It was really evident.
Yeah, I mean, they actually haven't hit this year. It's been odd, but, he did mess with some really good hitters. The portion of the game that I saw, I mean, he had Nolan Arenado really confused.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is one of the best players in the sport.
Jason, I looked at the other kid last night, and I'm going, this kid's got some hellfire. What do you know about this Rob Gray cat, other than he was the third pick in the draft a few years ago?
Or John Gray?
John Gray, yeah.
Yeah, he's having the weirdest year. If he were in any team other than the Rockies, he would be a lot easier to evaluate. I saw a stat yesterday that he ranks third in the major leagues in the lowest percent of pitches that have been barreled up. Aaron Nola is actually number one in that group, by the way. He ranks number three, and his ERA is over five. It's been pushing six. And, I just don't think that Colorado allows his stuff to play, but he's got top of the rotation ability.
I was impressed by him last night. All right, let's talk about the Phillies. Their offensive woes are. I'm looking at the scoreboard, and the averages are just sick right now. And I don't see them getting healthy because I think the Phillies are a good team. I don't think they're an exceptional team, and they're not a very good offensive team. But they got Franco back in the lineup last night. Now, after five games, first of all, I know he's struggling. But what else do they have that they're going to keep him? He's at least got some pop out of the lineup. Have they just sold out on him?
It couldn't be more obvious that they've lost faith in him. He sits out five games in a row. He is in there tonight, but as you mentioned, but this last month has been grim. He through May 9th, he was hitting .292. His OPS was .865, and since then he's hit .182. His OPS .465. He's last in the league in slugging over the last month. Two extra base hits in a month, and I think I alluded to this last time I was on that it's hard to see the future with him in it. That he's as likely to not be here next year as anybody on their team, but I know it makes him nervous because he's still so young and there's still so much upside. I talked to a scout the other day, another guy who I know loves him, who said to me he reminds him a lot of the path taken by Edwin Encarnacion. Mm-hmm. And go take a look. I mean, there's a guy who just scuffled and bounced from team to team and suddenly became the most feared right-handed power hitter in the sport. He thinks Franco can still be that guy, but if he does become that guy, I don't see how it's going to be here.
Yeah, oh, well, there's an interesting picture of Bohm taking batting practice and Franco standing there with his head down.
One of those two is the third baseman of the future?
Yeah, it's clear. But it's interesting that they're down on Franco, but they're not down on Kingery. And he hasn't hit, and he hasn't shown any pop except last night, finally. And they got him in a three-hole tonight. It's like he's the golden boy. And Franco is the guy out, and I look at the average, he's hitting .215.
Hey, they love him.
I can see that. I mean, but .215 is .215.
It's been interesting to watch this because they're clearly prepared to ride it out with him and let him play every day despite these struggles. Now, he has been better last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. He's getting on base. He's walked a lot. He's clearly having better at bats and figuring it out, but you do have to wonder if maybe they pushed him a little too fast. He signed that deal. They had a great spring. They couldn't wait to get him to the big leagues, and there's a lot to love about him, but he's got a lot to figure out. I still think he's going to be a really good player, but he's not a really good player right now. And the whole process of how they're juggling this infield is interesting to me. J.P. Crawford goes out on a rehab option, plays shortstop every game, doesn't play third base any games, comes up here, and Scott Kingery starts at short every night.
It's weird. It's just weird. All right, so let's look at the way
they're just looking at the crystal ball, and they can see the future.
I guess. I don't know. And they got him in a three-hole tonight, which I just don't understand at all. But anyway, the game ends last night. 5 straight hits. Starts at 9th. They still win. There's one guy that they trust down there. He was trying not to use him. Sir Anthony Mingus finally had to go in a game. I didn't have a problem with the way he managed the bullpen last night. It's just that Garcia just got raked.
Yeah. All right, first off, here's a little tidbit I got for you. 5 straight hits to start the 9th and still win? I thought to myself, I don't remember seeing that. So I shot this question at the Elias Sports Bureau today, and here's what we found out. The Phillies have won 5,640 games since World War II. How many of them, besides last night, do you think they gave up 5 straight hits to start the 9th?
No idea.
That would be none. The first
none?
One ever since World War II.
Wow.
That was wild.
That is pretty weird.
All right. And now, how they handle the pen.
Uh-huh.
Megan Montemurro in The Athletic wrote a really good look at how much they just love Sir Anthony and how little they seem to trust everybody else. And I looked into this myself today. Since he showed up, he's pitched 19 innings. Nobody else in that bullpen has pitched more than 11 and a third. He's pitched almost as many as Hector Neris and Adubray Ramos combined. Those are the two most trusted arms back in April. Remember that?
Yeah, there are too many innings for the kid. I last night I'm going, I know they don't want to use him. They shouldn't use him. He threw 40 pitches in his one outing in the weekend. You can't keep trotting him out there like this.
Absolutely. To come back 2 days after throwing 41 pitches, he's clearly showing signs of fatigue. First 49 hitters in the big leagues, 2 hits, no walks, 3 reach base. So 6% of all of those hitters reach base. It's actually, by the way, it's the best start to a career in the last 50 years. Since then, the last 16 hitters, 6 of them reach base. That's almost 40%. And you just worry about a guy who's starting to show those signs of fatigue, because how do pitchers get hurt? They pitch past the point of fatigue.
Exactly right. So I tried to warn Tyrone today. I'm trying to school my man. All right, you had a story in The Athletic today. I want to go over quickly because it's about improving baseball, but it's more about expansion and adding 2 teams and then making geographical divisions. I mean, how likely are we to see that? Because you're suggesting the Phillies would be in a division with like the Nationals, Orioles, Pirates, or Yankees, Mets, and Orioles, something like that. American League teams crossing over, realigning the whole. Would that help baseball?
Well, judging by my Twitter feed today, it doesn't seem like fans really think so. But here's where this is headed. You know, at some point, I don't think we're close they're going to want to get to 32 teams. The schedule works a lot better to have even an even number of teams in each league and each division. And, you know, probably the least interesting part of expansion to me is where. The most interesting part is everything that comes with it. And these are among the possibilities. How do you realign to just make travel a little more sane? And so one of the possibilities is just blow up the American League and National League as we've always known them and just go to more like the NBA's alignment, West and East. And if you do that, I mean, I threw out a couple that I sent to you, but in, you know, in the piece I wrote, I suggested maybe a division of Red Sox, Phillies, Blue Jays, Pirates, something along those lines, but it could be any.
I would love to see the Yankees and Mets with the Phillies in the division. Are you kidding me? That means they'd have to spend right along with the Yankees.
You would.
And the Mets.
Absolutely. I don't think the spending part is going to be the Phillies' problem.
No, it won't. That would be the beauty of it.
Yeah, you'd be forced to do that. No doubt about it. They're gonna do something like this. If they don't blow up the leagues, you'd still have a totally different kind of alignment. I suggested maybe Phillies, Nationals, Mets, Pirates. Not as exciting as what you just did.
No, I want the Yankees in it. All right.
Yeah, but people are ready to just do away with the National League and American League as we've always known it?
I am.
You are?
I'm not as sentimental like when it comes to that kind of stuff, but I just don't want the game itself to change. The alignment, knock yourself out.
You know, all the stuff that I write about and that we talk about, they're really just trying to throw ideas out there, start dialogue, see what works. I think you'll still like baseball when it's all said and done. I hope so.
Yeah. All right, Jason. Good to have you. We'll talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Mike. Thanks.
There he is, Jason Stark, brought to us by Everfresh Juices and Juice Drinks.